97.9 FM WCHL and the UNC College of Journalism and Mass Communication presents Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus is dedicated to in-depth examinations of issues of overarching importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions to problems in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the UNC campus, here's your host, journalism professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, the end of the BCS era in college football. Our guest, Bill Curry, who coached at Georgia Tech, the University of Alabama, and most recently Georgia State, and Tim Cruthers, a former senior writer at Sports Illustrated and co-author of Hard Work, the autobiography of Roy Williams. That's a little off topic today, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Florida State is the latest and last school to win the BCS National Championship game. Next year, there will be a four-team playoff for the first time ever. Bill, I remember when I first broke into media some 30 years ago, there was a push then to get away from the bowl structure and into a playoff in Division I football. This four-team playoff, to me, seems a little less than satisfying. What's your take on that?
The discussion is so incredibly complex, and with the time that we have, we can't begin to scratch the surface. And the beginning of the complexity is the American zeal to crown a champion in everything. And this didn't hit me, it should have, but it didn't hit me until I read a fascinating article by a commentator from Europe. I don't think he was a sports guy, but he wrote that in Europe, if there were a tournament, any kind of sport, you might read a story about a team that was valiant, that had too many injuries and finished third. But in the U.S., you never read about them. You read about the ones who win it all. Having been on a Super Bowl team that lost, and our record that year ended up being 15-2, we're remembered only as losers in this culture because we lost the big one. So in the U.S., that's one thing. There is this passion to crown who's the best, who wins the Oscar, who's the world champion, how many rings do you have? And it's an obsession. I think it's a form of mental illness, and I've been a big part of it. It certainly has been a huge part of my life. That's one thing. Second thing is, in the mission statement of the universities in our country, there's nothing about competing with the National Football League for the entertainment dollar. But that's what we do in football and basketball. Those are the so-called revenue sports. And in the NFL, when I was a line coach in the NFL, if we lost a center, or if we lost three centers, I'd have one sitting out somewhere in Oakland, California. I'd just fly another one in. In college, if you lose three centers, you can't play. And we only have 85 scholarships. So we shouldn't play more than 10 games total. So to have a satisfying, to use your word, system to have a champion, is not ever going to be fair to the student-athletes. But nobody seems to think about that much anymore. So that's just the beginning of the discussion.
Tim, the counter-argument I've heard to that is D2 has a playoff system. Those kids wind up playing 14, 15 games. Why should it be different for D1?
Well, I don't think it should. I mean, I think what Coach is arguing is absolutely true, that it's, you know, in both cases, you're pushing student athletes beyond the capabilities of what they should be doing. I mean, there are so many arguments against it for the long term in terms of what, you know, what we're asking these kids to do. You know, the idea. I was reading a story the other day about how NFL teams, you know, they play their 18, 19 games in the season, but they don't have a life off the field. Other than that, this is what they do. They play football. That's it. And what these kids are being asked to do to come back, you know, in between these games and try to remain eligible as students is you know, to ask them now to add another 2-3 games onto what they've already been doing all over these years, I agree, is too much.
So, Bill, let's go ahead and track with that. Why not then just stick with the system that we had? Why do this kind of what seems like an intermediate sort of step? Was it just there was so much pressure for a playoff system?
No, the pressure is to make more money and to crown a champion. And it doesn't matter what happens to the bodies or the minds of these children. They're just teenagers. They're resilient. They're tough. They can handle all this. Well, wrong. When I was a young, very young head coach at Georgia Tech, we had a great football coach named Bobby Dodd, who had been my coach. and he was still around, I asked him to watch me and to help me. And the worst chewings I ever got were not from Vince Lombardi. They were from Coach Dodd after I became a head coach. He walked in my office one day and said, "You're killing these kids." And I said, "Coach, we're just practicing the way I know you have to practice. And I'm using the Don Shula system. I love you, but I like Coach Shula's system. It works better." He said, "Yeah, well, when you played for Don Shula, how many chemistry labs did you go to? How many times did you stay up till 2 a.m. studying in the library? I'm telling you, you back off these kids or you're ruining the whole experience for them." And he was so right. And that's what we do. And there are very few apologies. And when you read the articles, there's very, very little mention of the long-term detrimental effects that this has on the children that we're asking. These are children. These are teenage males. They have no idea. They have no clue what the real world is about.
Tim, that certainly that's an issue. So again, it sort of befuddles me. Is why go to a four-team playoff? If you're going to go to a playoff, why don't you just go to a playoff? If you don't want to go to a playoff, you don't want any extra games, stick with what you had in the first place. I don't understand the decision for the four-team playoff.
Yeah, as opposed to having a longer playoff? I'm not sure I understand the question.
As opposed to just going to what would be similar to D2. Mm-hmm. It's a regular playoff system involving 16 teams or however many. Or if you don't want to play any extra games, that's fine. Just do the bowl system that we've had in place or mm-hmm. do something else. So that this sort of in-between thing seems less than satisfying on both fronts.
Yeah. Well, I think, unfortunately, I think you have hit the nail on the head in what people are going to be calling for and are already calling for is that, you know, that this is a very temporary Band-Aid that they're putting on this, and that ultimately we are going to go to a system that has 8 teams or 16 teams. And as Coach suggests, it's totally money driven, and it is the American psyche that we want to create a system where we crown a champion. But honestly, you know, the truth is that even if we go to a 4-team, 8-team, or 16-team playoff, there'll still be people at the end who will ask, is that really the best team that won the championship? There's no, you know, you can look at the NCAA basketball tournament and how often that 68-team field ends with a champion, and people are still questioning, well, is that the best team? You know, but that is the way we work in sports, so that's the way the NCAA football is eventually going to go.
And we'll be back on Sports Focus to continue our discussion of the end of the BCS era right after this.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. Our guests today are Bill Curry and Tim Cruthers. Bill, we've been talking about the move to a four-team playoff in Division I football and how, to me at least, it seems not to be well thought out. Either you go to a full playoff system or you don't do it at all. Where am I going wrong here?
You're not going wrong. What we have is a compromise, which is between the hardliners that would like to continue to play 10 games and really care about the student-athlete's education, and the ones that would be happy with an 18-game schedule, and however many injuries we get, that's okay, we'll patch them up. So you argue and fight and scrap, and you evaluate the dollars and how many billions can we get from the networks, and you take the one that is the least unacceptable to each side, and that's how you end up with something like this. It's like most things that are designed by committees or by Congress.
And Tim, you have a four-team playoff, but the four teams get selected the same way they got selected before, by vote, mm-hmm. if you will, not by playing your way into it. And, you know, you mentioned the NC2A basketball tournament. In football, you don't have the possibility of a Florida Gulf Coast mm-hmm. coming out of nowhere
right.
and winning the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, again, it just seems like it just doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I think the argument that we are changing the system from a bunch of computers deciding who's going to play for the national championship to the argument that a committee of people who have their own agendas are going to make the decision about who plays for the national championship, I don't think is a net gain. But let's talk a little bit just about sport. As a writer, what I cover, I want to write about the import of sport and the drama of sport. That's what's important to me. And let's talk a little bit about the Iron Bowl that everybody saw this year. And I know this is particularly meaningful to Coach Curry as a graduate of Alabama. That game, I think we can all agree, was one of the maybe five best college football games in history. But if you spin it forward to what would happen had that game happened in 2014, what that game would have meant would have been so diminished in next year's system, simply because those two teams would have both made the four playoff team system. In fact, there's a good chance that Auburn and Alabama would have played again in the semifinals. And to say that, so that game in essentially would have been ultimately not that important in terms of who was going to win the championship. And if, let's say, Alabama had won the semifinal game, people would have said, well, all right, they've each won one game. Maybe they should play again to really be fair. So one of the things that I'm going to miss about this system being put into place is the idea that a game like that is for all the marbles, in a sense, between those two teams in that game. I mean, you could argue that in next year that Alabama would have been better off losing that game. Let Auburn go ahead and go to the SEC championship game, play another game, beat themselves up against another team, and we'll just hang back and go wait for the playoff series to start, and then we'll play them again and see if we can beat them then. And they've been beat up in an SEC championship game, so it doesn't make a lot of sense. And what it really does that I think people are going to miss in retrospect is it takes the huge importance off of these regular season games, which is one of the great unique aspects of the college football season that no other sport can claim.
Bill, Tim was talking about the drama of sports, and that that Iron Bowl game, and even the Auburn Georgia game with the tip at the end, that unbelievable turn of events. The drama, I think, is what fans like. And part of what we miss in the current system is the drama of a nobody, if you will, getting into the tournament and winning the whole thing. You have UCF, a fairly new school that played a great season, beat Oregon in the bowl game, but probably would have no chance, even after that victory, of making it into a four-team playoff. So how do you deal with Are there any good solutions?
Well, let me correct one thing, and it's an easy mistake to make, Tim, because I did coach at Alabama, but I graduated from Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. I went to school at Georgia Tech.
Yep.
And so that very fact there, I hope, broadens my perspective a little bit.
Sure.
Because there's an entirely different attitude about things at Tech. But I don't think there is an answer to this. I think the debate itself is something that fuels an awful lot of sports talk shows, an awful lot of recruiting services, and I think really smart people that really are motivated strictly by the dollars would like to keep this debate churning. I was on a committee in 1995 that included chancellors, presidents, faculty representatives, directors of athletics, head coaches, and even they had three players there, really bright guys. And we talked about the billions of dollars that could be generated from this system and that system. And the players sat over there, their mouths shut, and after about a day and a half, a linebacker, All-American, scholar athlete, raised his hand, looked around the room, and said, "Are y'all going to do anything for the players?" And I'm telling you, the whole conversation shut down. The rest of it was form over substance, because it hadn't been contemplated, and the players were just taken aback. Nothing's changed. So I think the fact that we're sitting here talking about it is part of what keeps it going.
Tim, it was interesting to me that the day after the national championship game, there's all kind of talk about recruiting already. Is FSU the best team coming back? Where does this team rank? Where does that team rank? So certainly there is a ton of interest, and there's a ton of money that gets generated. How much does the money play into whatever system it is that you have in place?
As Coach suggested, it plays basically everything. I mean, the way that this system is being set up is just people looking ahead at how many games can we create. Each game is another cash cow, the NCAA can see it. They can see what we're looking at here is that each time we add another game, another round, another four teams, that's more. It's millions and millions of dollars in the pockets of everybody except, as Coach suggests, the players.
We'll be back on Sports Focus right after this.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now back to the show on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. Our guests today are Bill Curry and Tim Crothers. We're talking about the end of the BCS era in Division I college football. Bill, the money sort of thing, here on our campus, Bill Friday was the Chancellor Emeritus of the UNC system for many years and fought and fought and fought for a change to the overall system. And as part of that, to take the health and the well-being of the players into account. And I think he died disappointed in that particular aspect of his life. Can you rescue the system from the money interests, or is that just never going to happen?
Wow, that is such a powerful question, and I would like to be positive about our possibilities because this becomes very personal to somebody like me at this age, because I played football for 20 years and I loved every minute of it after I got out of high school. I didn't like football early. It was too hard. But once the discipline became ingrained, that became a big part of my life, and it allowed me to get an education and all the wonderful things and have great teammates that I still celebrate with. I'm 71 years old and I'm starting to feel the physical effects of having played for so many years. I understand the price that we paid, and then I look at what's happening today, and when I say intensely personal, I've got a 16 and a 14-year-old set of grandsons, and now they're playing football. And all I do is sit there in the stands and pray they don't get hit in the head, that they don't end up in one of these concussion syndromes. I had multiple concussions, and I have a few consequences now, and I wonder about those kinds of things. And then somebody says, well, we need to play a whole lot more football games. These guys need to play 16 football games instead of 14. Wow, what are we doing here? So I don't have an easy answer to your question. I think it's really worth pondering, because a lot of parents are pulling their kids out of football now simply because of the reality of brain trauma and what we've learned about it. So again, it may sound like a cop-out, but this is not an easy discussion. It's incredibly complex.
Tim, I think it was from 2010 to 2012, Pop Warner football saw a 10 to 12% decline in participation. Is that part of this overall discussion, that number one, parents are worried about safety, and number two, sort of in the periphery, they might even be worried about exploitation?
It should be a part of the conversation, but will it be a part of the conversation? I hate to be cynical. Again, I'm with Coach on this, that you want to find the silver lining in all of this. But honestly, I believe if we're sitting here in 10 years having this same conversation, we'll be having a conversation about the fact that we have an 8 or a 16-team playoff. And the only reason that that will not happen is if there's been so much discussion over that period of time about concussions and the damage that it does to people, that there aren't any players left on the field.
That does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guests, Bill Curry and Tim Crothers. Thanks also to producer Justin Blankenship and engineer Gary Kirk. Thanks to you for listening. Cheers.
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall of the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance, and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is a production of UNC's College of Journalism and Mass Communication.